Listening Library presents Pasadena by Cherie L. Smith. Read for you by Rebecca Soler. For Kelvin, it would be a bitter little world without you. 1.
Maggie always was a fucking train wreck.
Leave it to her to end up face down in a swimming pool on the hottest day of summer. Caller ID shows Joey called 5 times. The 6th time, he left a message. I played it once, the phone close to my ear, then listened to the echo of my own breathing over the open line, waiting for his words to sink in. When they did, I hung up.
I have to go home.
What? Danielle says. We're at a diner in Cape May on the Jersey Shore. My cousin shovels a handful of fried clam strips into her face.
We just got here,
she says, her mouth stuffed. It's disgusting. I turn and look out the window. Summer rain dots the plate glass, turning the trees along the side of the road into watercolor. Across the street, well-tended Victorian houses staunchly ignore the shower as tourists run by in flip-flops and canopied bicycle surreys. It's the first time back to see family since my mother and I moved out west. I thought I'd been missing the East Coast, but there's a sour feeling in my stomach. One I haven't felt since the last time I was here. We'd gone to California to be new people, to have a fresh start.